Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle allegedly tried to extend an olive branch to royal family members amid Kate Middleton and King Charles III's separate hospitalizations, only to have their peacemaking efforts shut down by the palace. Palace spies claimed the Duke and Duchess of Sussex expressed hopes for a speedy recovery for their ailing relatives, and their words were met with cold politeness by the heir to the throne, Prince William, before Charles' cancer diagnosis, RadarOnline.com has learned. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex reportedly reached out to their family across the pound when they learned of King Charles' prostate surgery and Kate's abdominal procedure. Despite their well wishes, the palace was allegedly not receptive to their advances. It seems clear the Sussexes were hoping this could be the olive branch that reunites them face to face, a courtier explained to the National Enquirer. But as far as most of the royal family is concerned, that's just not in the cards, at least for now. The tipster claims Queen Camilla and her aides have not acted rude or ungrateful over the gesture, but they're also not ready to welcome them back for any peace talks. The insider noted Charles needs to rest and recover from complicated prostate surgery, and Kate will be off her feet at least until Easter. Because of their recovery schedules, the source said the royals did not need the stress of engaging with the Sussexes. The insider additionally claimed that if Meghan, 42, and Harry, 39, attempt to force some kind of in-person meeting under the guise of a sympathy visit, they'll be further iced out. Meghan is likely to be appalled by the tepid response, the source said. She's really into health and wellness and alternative forms of medicine that might help Kate immensely during her recovery, like acupuncture and cupping and Chinese herbs. But William has given her the brush off. RadarOnline.com has reached out to Harry and Meghan's rep for comment. As for Harry, spies alleged he was disappointed by finding out about his relative's health issues in the media. The palace sent word to Harry, but he didn't receive it until after the public announcements, the source explained. Nonetheless, the source said, Meghan and Harry don't intend to give up efforts to mend the broken relationships. No one has ever accused them of abandoning a worthy cause, and getting back inside the royal fold is priority number one. That all changed when King Charles found out he had cancer post-hospitalization. He personally called his estranged son to deliver the news. Harry will be traveling to London this week to be by his ailing father's side as he begins outpatient treatment.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.